from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How Gerard Mayo makes this decision, how he announces it, how he deals with it is all part of it. Being a team leader, being essentially the CEO of an organization, has many different parts. The fact that Gerard Mayo wants to talk to his team first and then deal with the media is, to me, at least interesting about how he wants to lead and how he wants to handle things, making sure that his players know first. Obviously, this is something that coaches do in different ways. Sean Payton kind of pulled his quarterbacks over, I believe it was before practice, was like, this is what I'm doing. Then they practice. Gerard Mayo wanting to do it this way is at least interesting to me and shows about his leadership style.
You know what, Ian Rappaport? It's interesting to me, too.
I said it was interesting.
And it does show me about his leadership style as well. I agree with both those things.
Yeah.
That was Rap Sheet last night before he was floated the news.
Okay, well, he probably already knew.
Along with Adam Schefter, he probably did.
Well, the fact that, and not to dwell on this too much, but the fact that Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both tweeted out who the starting quarterback was at 8:10, the meeting we think was at like 8:15, and then the press conference was at 8:30.
That's what I mean, and that's what Dietrich Wise, if you missed him, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can find it on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. That's what he said. He said, we had the meeting. That's how we found out. And he said it was at the squad meeting, like, yeah, right after 8 o'clock.
Do you think those guys were told about it and then tweeted it out at the exact same time? Like, they were told about it at 8:10, and then they had a
meeting. Schefter and Rap Sheet, not the players. No.
Or they were told about it like last night, and they said, hey, we're doing a players meeting. As soon as the door closes, set your drafts and set your they tweeted out at the exact same time.
8:10.
8:10 sharp.
Yeah. We got to get there. How do you figure out down to the second? But 8:10 like sharp, they both had it.
No, I bet, because it was in their drafts. Like, they had already written it out. Like, it wasn't just like, sometimes you see tweets where you know they just got the information where it's like, Brissett started quarterback per source.
Yeah.
And this one was like a two-paragraph thing with a photo of Brissett that was, like, cleared, like, the breaking news graphic with Brissett.
The whole bit.
They had all of it, and it came out at the exact same time.
So the idea, because you can say, oh, well, look, he told the team, and then I guess it must have leaked out somehow. That's not what happened. That's not what happened at all.
No, the team was still inside there.
The national reporters knew before the team. So when Rappaport says, it tells you a lot about his leadership style. He wants to tell the players first. No, it does. He wants to.
Yeah, he does.
But the news was already out.
Right.
And the whole thing was a mess.
Well, when you have a giant committee coming together with who it is, like, right away,
too many people know.
Eight people know, or whatever the number is. And then they, like, hey, don't tell anybody. So each one of them tells somebody they're not supposed to tell. So that's now, like, 16 people minimum know. And then it goes on from there. And they all have a connection to all these national guys.
No, it's true. So real quick, I do want to reset something, and I think it ties in with where we're going to go with it. We'll take your reaction all day long on the quarterbacks and how Gerard Mayo handled this, the decision to go with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May, which we don't like, But more people are okay than I expected with slow playing this with Drake May. They don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett, but they're okay managing Drake May. So you can jump in on the phones there. But real quick, reset your offensive line thing.
This is like legit. This is the huddle.com.
The huddle.com.
Yeah. They ranked all the offensive lines for the 2024 season.
Yeah.
They included stuff from last year.
This is highly scientific stuff.
They actually
proprietary
like,
stuff.
If you kind of scroll through here, they like yards per carry, yards before contact, net run percentage, negative run percentage, sacks a lot. There's a lot of stuff. They actually did a lot of work on it. So I just piggybacked off the huddle.com just to get a gauge. Top to bottom, 1 through 32, best to worst offensive lines. They have the Patriots ranked 29th. We all think it's a bad offensive line. Whether you want Drake May or don't want Drake May to play, we all admit it's a bad offensive line. We've seen this team. They can't line up properly. They
Correct.
Can't snap the ball. But they're 29th. So you're like, all right, you're not going to play the rookie. Well, ranked 30th on this list is the Denver Broncos, who are starting Bo Nix, my guy, rookie quarterback, at 31. You have the Washington Commanders, who are starting Jaden Daniels, the number 2 pick, also a rookie. And then number 32, they have the New York Giants, who
irrelevant, whatever.
They're garbage, but just for the sake of this
list.
But
two teams with bad offensive lines are starting rookies.
Yep.
Okay. So the counter I saw on the text line, 37937, is, those teams have better weapons, Keith.
They have maybe a better weapon. I wouldn't go too crazy on those squads.
Me either.
Is it Courtland Sutton and Terry McLaurin are good?
I'd take Courtland Sutton on this team. He would be the Broncos number one. I'd take Terry McLaurin for sure. Like Mims? Marvin Mims?
They just drafted Troy Franklin, but he's having a horrible camp.
They just released Tim Patrick.
Yeah, they don't have Patrick. Jerry Judy's playing for Cleveland.
Yeah, Commanders traded Jahan Dotson. So, like, I don't really think those teams have great weapons.
No, they have one guy that would be the number one here, but it's not like, the rookies are all set.
And furthermore, the gripe we hear isn't about the weapons.
Not at all. It's not about the weapons. I would also say
it's about getting the quarterback killed behind a bad offensive line.
They both also have better offensive minds. So, I'm not a wild
caller.
Not wild about Sean Payton, but Sean Payton has had success in the league. Cliff Kingsbury in Washington, I kind of like Cliff Kingsbury in that specific role.
Yeah, not as a head coach, but
we haven't heard a lot of that. Like, Alex Van Pelt's the guy they have here, and not that anybody is happy with that. That's what it is. But nobody is saying don't play him because of the offensive coordinator. Nobody is saying don't play him because it's Pop Douglas and, Polk. They're saying it because of the offensive line, and I'm just saying two other rookies have, according to this website, worse offensive lines than the Patriots.
I think it's a great point.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, we were discussing earlier today, what does this do to Drake May's confidence? Everybody's still worried about babying Drake May.
Yeah.
What does this do to his confidence? He just spoke last 5 minutes or
May
so.
May did?
Yes. He said, quote, there's two ways to look at it. Obviously, I want to play the competitive edge in me.
Yes.
At the same time, I understand the situation. Jacoby has been in the offense and got reps with the ones all camp.
Ooh, that's a good line right there.
Yeah, he's like,
hard to win the job when you never have a shot with the ones.
When I'm just out here running with the twos all day, how am I supposed to win the job? That is a good one.
That's a shot.
I feel like I left it all out there. No regrets coming back.
Hashtag no regrets.
Hashtag no regrets.
Who are the chefs?
Brissett. I thought you were. I'm sorry. I was thinking no regrets, like in We're the Millers.
Oh, from the We're the Millers. Oh, there's no regrets. Scott, remember, she wrote the.
Yes,
she was doing the tattoo.
It's a good one. I was thinking Scotty P is where I was.
Good.
Yeah.
But I think that is. Even if he ends up handling this right, I think he was trying to take the like a professional approach. That's fine. He's the third overall pick, the number one pick starting, the number two pick starting, the number 12 pick starting, number 10. I think probably would have, but he got hurt.
Would have started, yes.
And so he got there are guys that he got drafted over that are starting.
It was like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Kern's right. We got a game. Come on down to the game.
Score one for Kern.
Yeah. He is the Washington Generals. They're treating him like the Washington Generals. So you can do all you want. You can run up and down. You can even hit a couple of threes. You're not winning this game. We'll put a lid on the hoop if we have to. You're not going to score again.
I made a free throw in that game. Did you make? You made a three, didn't you? You sunk a three?
No.
I airballed by three.
I chucked a three from deep and missed. And then I hit a free throw, I think, eventually.
I airballed a three. I hit a free throw. But
can we run up and down a little bit? I'm more of a transition player.
I got worked by Big Easy, let me tell you.
No, he's a tough guard.
Brissett also spoke earlier today.
And says, nobody cared.
Well, I said to Nick, like, hey, he's talking. Any
Long
interest
chatter?
In Jacoby Brissett? He's like, I don't even see videos anywhere because I don't think anybody cares.
Stinks.
Fair, meaning like the media down there is like, screw this. I love the work that I've been putting in.
Okay.
Dating back to the spring. I feel like we got a really good group of guys that are excited to embark on this journey. Is this really how he talked?
This journey?
A lot of guys that are hungry to make names for themselves and prove people wrong and prove themselves right.
They do have a lot of doubters. They have a tremendous amount of doubters against them right now.
In that column, yeah. I'm excited for that. Not a lot of people are giving us a chance, and I think these guys in the room are going to feed off that. So basically he's like, no one believes in us, but we do. That's what he said?
I mean, the first part we know is true. Mm-hmm. Whether they all believe in themselves, I guess we'll have to take his word for it.
I like Drake May saying, yeah, well, Jacoby ran with the ones all offseason, so like, there you go.
I did the best I could, but, you know, he got all the reps.
I am the Washington Generals. Score one for Curran. You're right. Justin's in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I heard you earlier talking about David Carr and the Houston Texans, and I think that that's exactly why you have to sit Drake May for at least this full season and maybe part of next season. Because not only do they not have an offensive coordinator, offensive line, wide receiver weapons, front office, they couldn't even interview their top 10 candidates for their front office or their offensive coordinator. So I just wanted to finish with saying, I think you guys don't realize how pathetic this situation is.
Oh,
it's the worst in the NFL.
We get it. Dude, we get it. But they drafted him third overall. Justin, let me ask you this. When is it okay to play him? Because you outlined, and I agree with you, bad offensive line, bad offensive coordinator, bad receivers. Are they going to have any of those next year, 2 years from now? Like, when is it ready to go for a quarterback?
Thanksgiving 2025.
So I would Like, I don't know. Week five next year, I assume you just need a candidate for the front office that's respected. Then you can bring in the offensive coordinator that season, burn some cash, draft a receiver.
They're
one
not
going to
do that. Yeah, they're not going to do any of that. I love the plan, but they're not going to do any of that.
Okay, so I can halfway agree with – no, I don't agree with it. I'm sorry. I halfway understand people saying he can't play this year. You don't have an offensive line. There's no weapons. You fault the offseason. You say they didn't do enough last offseason. They screwed up. It's a dysfunctional organization. Don't play him all year because they're not ready for him. Fine. I don't agree with that, but fine.
That makes more sense to me than playing midseason.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now you're going to say he's not even ready for week one of next season?
He's never ready.
That's inexcusable.
You have him for 5 years. Like you got to get him at some point. And I know it's worked in other franchises to sit guys for multiple years, but that is such a rare instance, right? Like the Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, and it's hilarious that it's the same franchise, but that is such a like one or two off. Everybody else, especially now, they play right away.
Yeah.
And we always talk about the San Francisco 49ers are probably the one team in the league that has the play caller, the line, and the weapons. If you have two out of those three, like you get yourself a chance. If you have one out of three, all right, you're out there. The Patriots, unfortunately, have zero out of three.
None of them.
But that doesn't mean... So I don't understand, like, when are they going to get the other things? And so by Justin basically is saying, you got to rip up the front office again. I don't think that's happening.
I don't either.
So how far away are you from another reset?
I wouldn't be against it, by the way, but I don't think it's happening.
And now you're talking about, and this could still happen, you think you're going to have five offensive coordinators in 5 years? That's what he's like advocating for. He's like, Drake May's best chance is to get somebody else.
Right, and then we'll hear all the people whining about how he's had two offensive coordinators in 2 years and how are you ever supposed to get it right?
People,
and it's like,
yeah.
That's why you play him year one. That's why you get him out there and do it.
So many people wanted this job last year. Oh, that's right. Nobody wanted this job last year.
It was not a very popular gig. No, that's true. How about Trey in Florida? Hello, Trey.
Trey?
Trey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Trey, time for charm.
I appreciate you having me on today. Yeah, so I'm coming from the reluctantly accepting corner this morning.
Pause him for a second?
Yeah, you can.
Are you surprised? There's way more of that than I expected today.
What, they're like, this is what it is?
Yeah.
This is
are you surprised at that? Can we pot him back up? I stuck him on hold. Can we pot Trey back up?
For God's sake.
Thank you. Hello, Trey.
That's on John.
Yeah, so,
that's on me, yeah. I'll wear that.
Sorry. Yeah, guys. Yeah, so I'm reluctantly accepting of the situation today. Look, Drake May is really young, really raw. I think Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix were playing college ball. Well, Drake May was probably playing JV in high school. So I think there's some growing to do on Drake May's part. And a little bit different take on Jerod Mayo being upset this morning. I heard Wiggy have a meltdown, pretty much over the whole press conference. I think Mayo just may have been really upset that everything got leaked out 20 minutes before his press.
This was Billy's theory. I think it's a good theory.
Yeah.
I think he's like, look, I wanted to come out, look authoritative, and I got scooped. And who leaked that? He's probably pissed that he doesn't know where it came from, and that's why he looks so upset getting up there.
You guys might be right. I don't think that's the most important thing to him. He said yesterday he wanted to tell the team, and if the team was in there at 8 or 8:10 or whatever and weren't on their phones, the team wouldn't have seen it from Schefter.
Correct.
Like, we saw it from those guys. But if the most important thing was for him to tell the quarterbacks first, like, as the head coach, I think that's way more important. Like, he knows how the media works. Like, he gets it. He's talked about it all the time.
Does he?
Well, I don't think he's good at it, but I think he knows how it works.
I'm not sure he does
but
anymore.
I think it's probably most important that, like, Drake May didn't read Rappaport's tweet before Gerard told him.
Fair.
I think that's the number one thing.
Fair. And he also said that he met with both guys individually. He met with Drake. He met with Jacoby. He met with them together. He met with the whole team.
Joe Milton's like, do I need a meeting?
Like, no. No, you're good, Joe. Go do some backflips. You're fine. So who knows when that maybe some of that started last night, for all we know.
Yeah, right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't think disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. You know, competitive edge in me. At the same time, 110 situation. You know, kind of what's coming in here. And Jacoby's, you know, being the offense. And you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed. But at the same time, I want to be playing.
A little frustration there. He sounds...
He should be.
Well, he sounds so nice and, like, bubbly and young and... Plus, he's got that accent.
Yep.
You know, so you're like, it doesn't...
They're polite.
It doesn't sound mean.
Disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. But at the same time.
It doesn't sound mean or angry upset about it.
Not at all.
But, like, when he says, yeah, Jacoby got all the reps with the ones.
I think what he has to think in, like, those close to Drake May would have to tell him is Josh Allen didn't start week one. Justin Herbert didn't start week one. Nobody would even remember that if it wasn't for, like, you now or, like, just going back in history and trying to compare it to other rookie quarterbacks because those guys have both been awesome, right? They've both been Pro Bowlers and everything else. So hopefully it plays out similar to that where you're going to be in there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you don't want to tell him, hey, Patrick Mahomes sat and he turned out
year.
Fine. Yeah, you don't want to tell
him
that.
He doesn't want to hear that.
He wants to hear about the guys who came in after, like, 2, 3, 4 games.
And those guys are comparable, too, because they, at this time... That year, essentially lost out to a journeyman backup quarterback.
Yeah.
In the case of Josh Allen, like a terrible quarterback,
Nathan Peterman came out and was so bad that first week. The Bills were like, yikes.
At least Tyrod Taylor was like a real quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, even probably a little bit better than Brissett as far as like a comparable, like who you're trying to beat in camp. But it is kind of similar because those were all really high picks. And I mean, Drake May higher than both of them, actually.
Yeah, Herbert was 5 or 6, and Allen was 7,
I think.
Yeah.
So he was higher than both those guys. But, yeah, he's got to be discouraged. I mean, of course he wants to play. All these guys want to play. But when you're that highly drafted and you lose out to a guy that nobody wants starting, he wouldn't start for any other team.
No, and I guess what I'm saying is just because it sounds nice and polite from Drake May
doesn't mean
that's not a little bit of a shot there. Like, Jacoby got all the reps with the ones. Like, what was I supposed to do? That's all. Just how was I supposed to win it? When I'm running with the twos the whole time, he was running with the ones. Of course he's the starter. I just think whether he says it nicely, politely, or not, that is expressing some frustration with the situation.
So this part is the indictment on the process, if you will, or the plan, right? That was what Gerard Mayo always said. We had a plan. Well, if you're so worried about the offensive line, which is what most of the callers are that are like okay with Brissett starting week one, you control practice. They wear red jerseys, for God's sakes.
Right.
They don't get hit at all in practice. He could have had every single first-team rep and never gotten hit once. You could have done that. You could have manipulated it that way. But for some reason, you're like, we got to really get Jacoby Brissett up to speed. The guy who has been in the playbook before. That was part of the reason why he won the job.
Yeah, he shouldn't need to get up to speed at all.
He should be pretty good. He
shouldn't need reps.
Less reps.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to figure out what they were doing in the preseason games. Like, they're still giving Brissett preseason reps, even though they were giving him way more reps in practice. So it was as though they didn't want Drake May to have the job. But they also referred to it as a competition, and that's why we keep going back to Karin's great line about, well, technically the Globetrotters and Generals is a competition, but you know what the result's going to be. But, yeah, the practice part, I would go back to that. Be like, all right, who's plan, right? It's collaborative. So is this Alex Van Pelt being like, this is how we get the quarterback ready? We never play him. We play him with the scrubs. Then, like, Daniel win the job? Or like Elliott Wolf is like, hey, this is what they did with Jordan Love. It's like, yeah, because you had Aaron Rodgers in front of him.
Right. Even with Brady, and this has been a recent take of mine, but where do you think Brady learned more? You think Brady learned more by sitting and holding a clipboard in 2000? Or do you think he learned more by being on the job in 2001, actually playing?
Yeah, I would say playing.
Me too.
I think that helps because it's not just the playing. Like, if you want to read into the practice thing, and like that's where guys get better, and at that position, like seeing all these different things thrown at you. Bill Belichick himself will use his own words. He said you can't get two quarterbacks ready to play, so he had to make a decision with Bledsoe and Brady. As Bledsoe's coming back from injuries, like I can't split reps with you guys. Like, I need one guy to be the starting quarterback. So that would be during the season. Of course, the games. Like, yeah, the games help. But those weeks of practice, game planning for a specific defense and all that stuff, I don't know how you can't get more out of it being the number one guy.
That's how I feel about it. And so the learning on the job and all the reps in practice, all that stuff is important. And Drake May never really had the opportunity. So I can't believe I have to say this, by the way. We've been taking phone calls all day. We'll continue to take them. 617-779-7937. We haven't heard from too many people who are like upset that Drake May isn't playing, isn't
Twitter,
starting.
I mean, Twitter people are pissed, but I guess that's always the case.
No, on this program, most everybody's been like, yeah, you got to protect Drake May. Can't throw him to the wolves.
Well, you know what?
Can't ruin him. Can't get him crushed. Can't do this. Can't do that. That's mostly what we've heard so far.
All right, here's my bold prediction.
Yeah.
When we are on the air, let's see, September 9th. The day after
we're
the
gonna
first
get some
game,
of them then?
A lot of like, oh my God, what did we just watch?
Okay.
But it's not all Brissett's fault, but it'll be a lot his fault. And it'll be like, why
it's
did
be
we
a
just
good
watch
amount
that
his fault.
For 3 hours?
He's been a backup for going on a decade. There's a reason for that. Except, of course, here.
Now that we know the starters for every single team in the NFL, would he start anywhere else?
Would he start over Sam Darnold?
I don't think so.
I think that's his shot.
That's the one place.
Daniel Jones.
And
Daniel Jones. I definitely start Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you could scoot. Danny Dimes can run.
Yeah.
He might start over Sam Darnold, but that also wasn't their plan. Like, I think J.J. McCarthy would have started. So Darnold's essentially a backup in my eyes.
Maybe Minnesota. I'll ask these. I think they're obvious. You wouldn't start him over the guys in Pittsburgh, right?
No, definitely not.
Okay, I wouldn't
He'd
either.
Be third string in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think Minnesota would be his chance. Am I missing another obvious one? I think that's his chance.
No.
Oakland? I'm sorry, Vegas? Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, the
slash Gardner Minshew.
So maybe okay, he'd compete there. I'd give him that. I mean, let's not go crazy like that. That's a bad room too. I like Minshew.
I like Minshew too.
I like Minshew,
but they are going with O'Connell. Could Minshew, he beat out O'Connell? Maybe, and Minshew couldn't. I guess, but
I feel like Minshew never wins the job, and then he always plays, and he's better than the guy that was there. But they still don't like him.
He looks so cool doing it.
He's a kick-ass
guy. He looks so good doing it. So anyway, where are the Drake Bay people? Let's get to some phone calls here. Phil is in Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, so I don't think that Mayo is happy with this at all. I think that you could tell in his conference it was very short to the point. And quite honestly, I think he was trying to, in his own way, he comes out and says that the guy he wants basically outplayed Brissett. Well, if you're a starting quarterback going in and you don't have the coach's vote of confidence, and if you're the starter and you hear your coach say, well, you know, the other guy technically outplayed you, but we're going to start you, I don't think that that's showing that, you know, I mean, that's going to be in the back of his mind. So that's probably going to affect the way he plays. And ultimately, I think that that works in Mayo's favor because, you know, he wants May to play. I think he wants the justification.
So, Keith, do you think none of this was a vote of confidence for Jacoby Brissett? Do you think that impacts him in any way, that they dragged out the announcement? They were the last team to announce. They could have announced it yesterday. They didn't do it till this morning. Do you think any of that affects Brissett?
I think less, just because he's been around the game for so long, and he signed here thinking like, hey, I have a good chance to start. Not a guarantee, but like, I have a good chance to start. I know the system, and that's why I chose to come here. And so whatever Mayo says, I think, impacts him less, because the result is week one, he's the guy.
Yeah, I just don't think much affects him because he's Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And if you announced him in April, he would still be Jacoby Brissett. If you announced him yesterday, he would still be Jacoby Brissett. If you did it next week, he is what he is. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it impacts him like it might a younger player. This just popped into my head while he was laying this out. If Mayo, who gets the call on benching the quarterback? Let's say, and this happened a lot last year with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, that push and pull, tug of war. If Brissett comes out and throws two picks, does Mayo have the autonomy to bench him?
He should.
He should. He absolutely should. Does he?
No, I think it would be sort of like a group decision. I think it would be like a group powwow on that.
So what? So Wolf gets on the headset?
All right, wait. So do you mean like in-game or week two?
No, I'm saying in-game. Like, this is what happened with Peterman.
Got it.
With Josh Allen, his rookie year.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Nathan Peterman was so bad, they're like, get the kid in there. It's so awful. So if that happens, that scenario happens, whose call is that? It should be Mayo's, but whose call is it actually? I don't know.
Game day is a great question. I don't know. I mean, is it Van Pelt's decision even in game?
Maybe.
Because I think
now that you say it, probably is Van Pelt.
I think it's Van Pelt. If he's the head coach of the offense, I think he makes the decision in game.
So Mayo's just looking at him and he's like, you going to do it?
Maybe now.
You going to do it? When are we taking him out? It's another pick.
It's a good question. I think it is. And then I think after that game, then I think you get the small council together again and they make a determination.
No, that will be a big, large collaboration, lots of meetings.
Well, it feels like when Drake May starts, it would be the Kraft being like, enough is enough. Because I think Elliott Wolf and Van Pelt probably like this as a plan, and this is what they're hoping to do all season. And I think they know it's not going to be great. Like, they know Brissett's not going to be lighting the world on fire.
Right.
But they're committed to this for whatever, all the variety of reasons. And so they would like to keep Drake May on the shelf as long as they can. By the way, it sounds like, I think Minshew is the starter in Oakland or Vegas.
Oh, I thought they announced O'Connell. Am I wrong?
Did they? I mean, the Twitch chat was saying Minshew. I just saw an anonymous coach slams Gardner Minshew for being the starter, saying nobody wants him to be the starter. So I don't know. Maybe that one's still to be decided. I was looking at one depth chart. They have him there.
I could have sworn Vegas officially announced
Maybe
O'Connell.
Maybe they did.
They officially announced Minshew.
Minshew. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he narrowly beat out Gardner Minshew for the starting job. If he gets off to a rough start, O'Connell could be in, but yeah, so Gardner Minshew starting week one anyway.
Wait, read that again. I thought you said he edged out Minshew.
He only narrowly beat out Aiden O'Connell. Sorry, I was reading wrong. Minshew narrowly beat out Aiden O'Connell.
My mistake. I thought,
good catch in the Twitch chat.
So he wouldn't win that job. I like Minshew better than Brissett.
Yeah,
O'Connell v. Brissett debate. So answer is, this is the only place he's starting.
Correct. And it shouldn't even be here.
Beyond the quarterback and coach convo that we've been having now for a long period of time, and we don't need to spend a ton of time on this, is there anything that jumps out to you with the team?
Yeah, I want to see the receivers, because they have a group of guys that are maybe two breakout candidates in there? Like, I mean, you have 2 second-year guys and 2 rookies. I've kind of given up on anybody older than that. Like, I'm not a Tyquan Thornton guy by any stretch. I think you're only going to get so much out of KJ Osborne. So between Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, and then Polk and Baker, could somebody emerge? I know Pop Douglas is talking about he wants to be a 1,000-yard guy. I think Polk should be kind of close to that number two, at least at some point early in his career. And then Baker's the ultimate wild card. Like, I think he could be good. He had a couple of bad drops in the preseason, but I'm not going to let that completely, you know, overshadow how I think of him. But they at least took a couple of swings, a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick. We know they didn't spend big money on receivers, so maybe some of these young guys could turn into something.
Yeah, I like Polk. I wasn't crazy about the pick when they first made it, but I started to wrap my head around the idea of this is where you can get good receivers. And we talked about this.
Yeah.
You can find a good receiver. It's possible. I'm not sure I'm betting on it, but it's possible he's your A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, second-round stud. There's a lot of those guys.
Devontae Adams, second-round pick.
Another good one. There's some of the best receivers in the league.
Yep.
Never mind if you're lucky and find a gem like Puka Nacua, and that's, you know, Javon Baker.
Right.
So I like their young receivers. That includes Pop Douglas. When Bourne's back, I think their receiver room is okay. And when I say that, I just mean better than a year ago. It's better than last year. They're trending in the right direction. And if they really hit on one of these guys, I'm intrigued by that.
But also, I think if they look halfway decent, and not to just keep piling on Jacoby Brissett, but like, we know he's not the best quarterback. So if those guys look good, don't you even feel even better about them?
You should.
Like, you graded it on a curve.
You're like,
holy smokes.
You're like, wow.
Translate that to a real offense.
These guys are making Brissett look okay.
Yes. Yeah,
imagine
yeah.
what May will make them look like.
Like a 75-yard game is like a 100-yard game.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of look at it like that.
I'm hung up on, and it was so bad in the last preseason game. I'm not the offensive line guy. I never care about it. They're not going to be a talented offensive line, but May's mobility back there, whenever he's in, I think he'll be okay.
But, like, line up properly.
Thank you.
Yep.
Can you just line up? Can
snap.
You line up?
Snap the ball.
Can you snap it? Can you not step on the quarterback's cleat? Like, can you do those things? Is the ref chastising you on the loudspeaker where he says, once again, 77?
I mean,
get it together, 77.
How many
You're
penalties?
A professional, 77.
How many slap him?
Yeah.
How many penalties do you give him? How many are they allowed? The offensive line in one game.
Per game?
Per game.
You'll take it was 10 the other day.
Okay. Take like a holding, a half.
Yeah.
A holding or
let's say two, maybe two. Maybe three.
Clean it up.
Seven.
That's high.
Too
high. Much, Joe. It's way too much.
It's way too high.
I would say, you have like a
half
holding
your
half,
age, half your age plus seven.
A false start. I don't want is lined up improperly.
Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield.
Takes I don't want splashes water in his face.
I don't want
wake up, 77.
I don't want tackles in the backfield. I don't want delay a game. I don't want false starts, like not knowing the snap count.
Two is two the number.
Yeah, and two
and a half. I like that. One.
But
and
they
half.
Listen, they got to be like aggressive penalties. They got to be like a hold because you didn't want Jacoby to get killed. He's about to get killed. And you hold a guy.
Brandon Browner penalties.
Shot blocks.
Is that his name?
Brandon Browner?
Yeah.
The safety?
Yeah, but remember
he used to
rough people. He used to get penalized once a game because roughing somebody up.
Well, that's because he was like the size of a D-end playing corner. That was a
it
big
was always
dude.
The high hits. He had one that like negated a pick six against the Chargers.
Yeah, so he was a beast. He was part of the Legion of Boom.
Give me some of those. Yeah, he was here. He was
I
here.
Know, I know he was.
He was here in 2014. Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl.
So like, rough people up.
Rough them up.
Yeah. And a Brandon Browner penalty, if you
will. Yeah, you got to go out there and you got to be aggressive. You're ripping guys' face masks off.
Not the ball isn't even snapped and you're lined up in the neutral zone.
Like, I'm so scared of getting beat off the line. I'm going to line up next to the running back.
I'm sorry, I had it backwards. You're right.
Yeah.
You're lined up too far off the line. Yes.
He's like, I got to get a little head start here. It's like, no, you know the snap count. Just stand there and then block the guy in front of you.
So there's two.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him.
Yeah, well,
just talking about Vidarian Love the whole time.
She's like, this is Nick Leverett. Can't snap.
Nope.
Manny's on the Cape. Go ahead, Manny.
Hey, I'm just honestly, I don't really like the Brissett thing. I think Zappe should start over Brissett. I think that they should at least give him a shot. I think that
I got news for you, man.
Yes, you're going to be upset about this, Manny.
Bailey Zappe no longer with the team.
Not Zappe. Drake May.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes, fair enough.
Okay.
I agree.
I'm sorry about
Drake
that.
May. All good.
Now they're similar.
Yeah, so Drake May, I think you should start over Brissett. At least give him a shot. Like you said, Bo Nix is getting his shot. Jaden Daniels is getting his shot. I think Drake May has shown it in preseason. Again, preseason isn't an actual game. Brissett is named the starting quarterback, but that doesn't mean he'll start the whole game. Maybe Drake May gets his 1-2 series, or
he might end up like work him in. Like maybe work him into the game.
Get like a package?
Yeah.
Here comes the Drake May package?
I'm not going to rule it out with all the inconsistencies and how all over the map the Patriots are. I'm not going to rule out that they say he's going to start the second quarter this week or something like that. Like it's a college offense.
They're going to split it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You could go Steve Spurrier with Doug Johnson, Jesse Palmer, where they would alternate plays.
Is that what it was, or was it series? It was plays.
You'd see like one guy run in with the play, one guy run out.
Yeah. That was just he was trying to get the female viewership up, is what it was. He's like, get Jesse Palmer out there.
Don't sleep on Doug Johnson. He's doing all right.
I don't recall his looks.
He sucked. No, yeah.
He's a heartthrob, though.
QB1.5 at Florida.
Nice.
Not bad.
Nice. No, but that was to get the female. So that's why the old ball coach did that.
I feel like Pittsburgh should do that.
I think Tomlin said they are going to do that.
Oh, Tomlin did?
I think
so. They should. That'd be smart.
Look at a tweet from yesterday via the Rich Eisen show.
Fields,
my friend Raheem Mostert better be ready for a Justin Fields package.
He had like a 1,000-yard rushing season. Like, of course you should play him. Like, I don't know. Drake May can run, but not like that.
Raheem Mostert? Raheem Morris.
I'm sorry, the running back, Mostert?
I probably misheard you. But yeah, so is that gamesmanship, or are they really going to do that? I wonder.
I think they should. You at least want to like let the other team know that you're going to do it. Yeah. Week one, I'd run like at least one play. So now everybody else is like, oh, great. Now we gotta do this now, too.
Game plan for that.
Justin Fields is in.
A little wrinkle. No, but yeah. I don't think
they're going to play both quarterbacks. Listen, at this point, all bets are off.
But Mayo came out today and said he's our starter for the season.
Yeah, so that...
For the year.
And I know we pick and choose what we...
I'm sorry. He said our starter this year is what he said. That's what he said.
But I think he also tagged, like, if he performs the way that we think that he will. Like, it's all very muddied. And I know we pick and choose what we think is for sure truth, for sure, like, bending of the truth. That's something I think you just have to say. Like, every guy that starts week one, aren't you like, they're our guy.
That's our guy for the year, but for the whole year. He doesn't have to say this year. No. I get what you're saying, why he said it. I don't want to put a timeline on it. Now I'm getting asked every week, but you don't have to say it. You say, Jacoby's our starter. Then they say, for how long? You go, we'll see. We're going into week one right now. You know?
Well, this is sort of that false confidence.
He's our starter right now.
This is that false confidence. Like, hey, Jacoby, like, we didn't show a lot of confidence in you because we waited till the last minute to announce you as the starter, but we're saying you're now the starter for the year, so that's going to make up for it, right?
He's like, I don't care.
We were always minded. Yeah, he's like, I just want to play.
$8 million.
I'll cash that money.
I don't really care. Yeah. I'll get it somewhere else if I don't get it here. 617-779-7937. We've been doing a segment called Misleading, where you hear the leads on the Greg Hill Show and we react. I want to react to their reaction to the Mayo press conference.
A reaction to a reaction. I love it.
Because I disagree pretty strongly with something that Wiggy said. We'll get to it in Misleading. Patriots made a decision at quarterback. Jacoby Brissett officially, quote unquote, announced by the team. You're making a face over there.
Well, it's just funny. Like, the announcement comes, it's not the most surprising announcement in the world. And then the season hasn't even started, and people are like defeated. They're like, yeah, I mean, I guess you had to. You know, like, I get, like, you didn't want to get Drake May killed. Like, that's where we're at. Yeah. They haven't played a game yet.
Nope.
And it's like, well, we got to see the least entertaining quarterback in the NFL on our team for who knows how many games. Like, it just stinks. Because we've talked about this for a while, but there's a difference between going 3-14 with the worst offense in the league and then 3-14 with, I don't know, middle-of-the-pack offense. You play some fun games. Games get, you know, fourth quarter, it's close. Big moments, maybe some big highlight plays from, you know, your defense or your rookie receivers or something like that. It can go two ways, but have the same record.
Patriots fans should know this, and if you're old enough to remember, and it's not that long ago, Bledsoe's rookie year. Am I dating myself now?
93.
Yeah, it's like it's not that long ago. They were fun, competitive, bad by the end of the year,
and you're like, look at this guy. He could chuck the hell out of
they
it.
They were coming on at the end of the year. Yeah. 93. They were 5-11. So like 5 wins. That's not a great year by any means.
No.
I'm pulling it up now. I think most of their wins were at the end of the year.
But you had a franchise quarterback,
and Bledsoe got hurt that year. He started right away. He got hurt, and it ruined him. And you know, by the end of the year, you won 4 straight to end that season. So you were a 1-win team until December. And yikes. Then you won 4 straight. Like, you know, the Herbert rookie year, we brought it up a million times. If you could just be a decent team, you know, take a step forward from what you were. They were bad when they drafted Herbert, just like you're bad when you draft Drake May. And you win 6 games, but it looks like you have a franchise quarterback. That would be good versus...
Bledsoe started 12 games, and he went 5-7.
Yeah.
So the team was 5-11, he was 5-7.
That's a good point. And I think the only games he didn't start, he was hurt. It's not like they brought him along slowly.
And then the next year, he led the league in passing yards.
And they were a playoff team. They lost to Bill. and Cleveland, but they were a playoff team.
He threw a boatload of picks, so that's not the point. That's not what we're talking about.
No, don't pay attention
to that.
He made the Pro Bowl.
Don't look at that. He threw for 4,500 yards in 94.
Oh, my gosh. He threw like 70 times in a game against Minnesota.
I'd say 4,500 yards in 94 is like 6,000 yards
today. It's a big season.
That's great.
And so, no, they used their momentum late with their young quarterback, and they spun that into something next year. Now we have callers calling WEEI today saying, you can't even start Drake May at the beginning of next year. Okay? So I disagree with that. But that's not what we're doing here in misleading. Normally, we focus on the leads, but with Jerod Mayo, such a big topic today, I was listening to Greg and Wiggy and Courtney react to Mayo's 1 minute, 22-second press conference, whatever it was.
It's one of the quickest press conferences of all time.
And so I think they largely nailed it. Mayo didn't look happy. Mayo doesn't like the decision. It's not Mayo's decision. They should have gone with Drake May, like all these things. The one thing I disagree with, and I heard Wiggy say this a few different times, is that you can't fault Jerod Mayo for this decision. It's not Jerod Mayo's fault. He doesn't want it. It's not his call. You can't fault him for it. I don't agree with that because you're the head coach of the team,
right?
It's your role to be in charge of people and to make these decisions, and you should be making these decisions.
Do you think it's his decision, though?
No, I don't.
So then I'm kind of with Wiggy.
Okay, but if you're so... You have so little pull, so little sway, you know, that you can't even decide on the starting quarterback and you can't control your offensive coordinator, that is a reflection on you.
It is.
And that is your problem and that is your fault. And that's what I'll blame you for.
But I think it's one of those things where he got this job. Maybe he didn't have the perfect resume to become the head coach, but it came with some caveats, meaning like, you're not going to have full say.
Yeah.
You might have wanted to draft J.J. McCarthy, but we're taking Drake May. Like, okay, I'm not a personnel guy. But then it comes down to, you might have wanted to start Drake May, but we're going to start Jacoby Brissett because you're not really an offensive guy, and we're not going to do that yet. And, you know, around the league, there are plenty of teams where you could point to where you say the offensive coach or the head coach is an offensive guy, so they have a defensive guy really run the defense. Like Sean McVay, Wade Phillips is a great example back in L.A. It was the inverse of what we're looking at here.
Right.
But there are other ones where, you know.
And it was good coaches.
Those were also good coaches, right? Yeah. So we don't. It's TBD on Mayo, to be fair. Van Pelt, we know, is sort of the Jacoby Brissett of coordinators. Like, he's good enough to be in the league, but, like, you don't feel great about having him. So they're very, very similar. But if it's not his decision, and if they somehow came to a group think, you got the Crafts in there and all the top coaches, and they're like, we think it's in the best interest to let Elliott Wolf and Alex Van Pelt do the quarterback situation, but you have to be the face of it. It's a tough thing for Mayo to agree to, but what else is he going to do?
I don't know. Be more authoritative, have more of a spine. Like, he's just going going along with it.
He's getting a lot of millions of dollars.
He agreed and signed up for all of it. And
did.
So you have to wear some of it. You're not blameless. You're not blameless on this. You have to stand up. You have to convince. You have to sway people. You have to make your presence and your feelings known. And he's not doing that.
That's why in-game is going to be fascinating. Because in-game, for sure, should be his call, but we just talked about it. Maybe it won't be. But if Jacoby Brissett...
Oh, you mean with, like, benching the quarterback in-game?
Yes,
not, like, play calls, but yes.
Play calls will be whatever it is, but and the whole operation. But I mean specifically with the quarterback. So say it's, you know, the Bengals are struggling, the Pats defense looks good, and it's 14-7 in the second half, but Brissett just threw his third pick. Does he stay in the rest of the way, or does May get an opportunity to, like, get the ball and, like, tie the game?
It's a good question.
Because I think I know what all the fans would think at that point. Be like, hey, Brissett hasn't gotten sacked 100 times. The offensive line might not be as bad as we thought it is. Like, let's get the kid in there. Let's see what he can do. But does May have to, like, call his boss and be like, hey, is it okay if I get him in there now?
Yeah, probably.
I know, and so
that's what I'll blame him for.
Okay.
And you can say he's blameless. He doesn't deserve any of it. It sounds like you agree with Wiggy more than I do.
I'm more with Wiggy on this, yeah.
If you can't be in control of your own team and you're the leader of this team, that's a reflection on you. And so that's misleading today. We'll revisit something from the Greg Hill Show. Let's go to our buddy Shane in Plymouth. As you found out yesterday,
hello, Shane.
He was on Captain Phillips. He was on
that's
that
incredible.
Show. Hello, Shane.
Yeah. Hey, Rich. I think myself and most fans would probably rather watch the Crow remake than a Patriots game this season, no?
That is bad news. Davey Eyeballs watched it last night and said it was the absolute worst. So, yeah, it's not good.
Anyway, just trying to bring some hope here. The one time this scenario has actually worked was when they went with Geno Smith over Drew Locke, and Geno Smith somehow, as a journeyman, figured out how to be a near MVP. I think that's our best hope. hope for this, what's going on. But in reality, everyone needs to calm down because Brissett and May are probably both going to be injured by week four, and the entire season is going to be Joe Milton the third running the dive left, dive right, up the middle, no?
Okay. We're not talking about Milton enough because we're probably going to see him off. The line's that bad.
We're sleeping on Milton.
All right, what about this? Not something I had considered. We have seen Geno Smith, we've seen Ryan Tannehill, and who else? Like, not be great for the team that drafted him and then find a place and at least did something.
Okay.
Are you opening the door at all to a good Jacoby Brissett season? Let me finish this. Let me finish the question.
I'm not.
Not me neither.
Okay, but and look, he's right about Geno Smith. No one expected anything about Geno Smith, and he did well.
Those are also higher draft picks, and just like the pedigree was different.
Well, right. And what was Drew Lock, a second-round pick on his second team?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like the Seahawks drafted Locke. I think they got him from the Broncos in the Russell Wilson trade. So they weren't as committed and as invested.
And he wasn't rookie year, he looked good.
Yeah, and he wasn't the same level of prospect.
That kind of stinks.
And so it's not exactly the same opportunity, but his point about Geno is fair.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks we've written off can have a solid thing going on. The Seahawks, for a while, though, were a good team. And I feel like they had better talent around Geno than what
Lockett,
we're looking at
Metcalf,
here.
It's like night and day from what you got here. I don't know about the offensive line, but I assume it was better.
I don't know. I don't know how good that was. But I don't know if the fear was getting him crushed or just winning games there. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback here today. Let's relive. Set aside. Budget some time for this. Let's relive the Gerard Mayo press conference in its entirety.
We have time.
From this morning, we have a little over 2 hours left in the program.
That means we can play it 120 times.
I think we'll be able to squeeze in the entire interview. If you missed it, this is the announcement, the whole announcement, why the Patriots are going with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.